I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dallas Stars lost last night. Game 3, Nashville up 3-2 in that game. Ben Bishop allowed 3 goals and 28 shots, the NHL's best goalie all season. 10 weeks since he had allowed more than 2 goals, allowed 2 weird goals, like long-range goals.
Yeah, they were soft goals for sure. The one that lost it for him was depressing. That wasn't going to go in. He'd redirected it basically into his own net.
It went off of his right blocker and ricocheted in.
Was that Miro that was in front of the net?
Yeah, it was. And after the game, Bishop said that he thought it was deflected. And I saw a bunch of different angles. I don't think it was.
No, it wasn't. It went right off of Bishop. Now,
unless he was talking about the deflection off his blocker.
Yeah.
He meant to let it go wide.
No. It went right off of him. Yeah. I'll say this, man. I know he hadn't been here very long. Zuccarello's awesome.
Dude.
Zuccarello's great.
That dude is fun.
Yeah. The way that he drove the net.
What did they give up for him?
That's a good question. I think it was just a draft pick.
I think I'm not going to say it.
Oh, that guy's baller.
It was a draft pick that, depending on if they re-sign him and how far they go in the playoffs, it's a conditional pick.
Okay.
That
could be a one, right?
It could be a one, yeah.
Remember the Hockey Hawk telling us that. So they had the double power play at one point?
Yeah, they had a 5-on-3 for a minute and a half. Yeah.
How they, just like they, every, I mean, they were so close to scoring a million times.
That goalie during that stretch, though, was freaking phenomenal.
He was on fire last night.
That was incredible. Pekka Rinne was playing out of his mind. He was standing on his head last
I don't
night,
think he was standing. I never saw him stand on his head.
I saw that. Jonathan, I thought he was standing on his head, but man, that was really frustrating because you know, there was a lot going on. I was watching NBA stuff. I was watching the Ranger game. That was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. But I would turn it over to the Stars, dude. The first 5 minutes of the Stars game, they were just turning the puck over constantly, and I was like, this is gonna suck.
Weird bit.
Then they dragged it out a bunch, and then in the third period, they were so freaking red hot, and you felt like they had all the momentum.
I highly encourage you to go to at Dallas Stars on Twitter, because that goal that Sagan scored to tie the game up, if you watch Radulov, not only does he have Subban on him, he kicks the puck to underneath him to where he can protect it, and then he like lifts himself up and gets Subban off of him, and then he kicks it with his right or with his left skate to Jamie Benn, who then passes it to Sagan. I mean,
he was getting mounted back there. That was borderline illegal. So what was going on?
Four power plays, 60 total chances, more shot attempts, more shots on goal, more scoring chances, more expected goals, but the Stars still left with an L. Game four Wednesday night. But right now it's time for a sports sesh.
4-3.
Showtime.
Yes, yes, y'all. You know what time it is. It's time for sports sesh.
All right. Guys, the sports sesh is pretty nuts. This morning on a show I don't watch. First take.
Fart take.
Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith are going at it. Now you're going to hear Stephen A. Smith talking. And then you're going to hear a cough. And then you're going to hear something else. This is Max Kellerman live on First Take today.
He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting.
Okay.
With...
Hold on.
I need to hear that again without music playing.
Yeah.
He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond's usually arguing and fighting with...
I have a question.
I got a theory on this fart.
Okay, before I hear your theory, I have a question. Because he was never on camera during that, right?
No.
Is it possible? I'm just trying to be fair here. Is it possible that he coughed and blew his nose at the same time?
Has that ever happened in the history of humanity?
Maybe.
I don't think it's ever happened. Here's my theory on this.
I usually argue.
So, like, if you do a sit-up, sometimes it can force wind out of your body.
Who's ever done a sit-up?
During a talk show.
So sometimes a body your body can force one out. And I think Max Kellerman has been a pro at his job, and I don't think he's ever farted on air. But in this case, he coughed, and it caught him so off guard that he wasn't at the wheel of his body at that moment. Like, his body was just going. It was like an 18-wheeler going down a hill on a mountainside, and nobody was at the wheel guarding it and making sure that everything was okay. And then while he coughed, it was like a sit-up effect, and it forced a fart out of his body.
I want to add another layer to what you're saying, Ben, because our show is way, way different when we are on remote and don't have cough buttons. We have cough buttons here. And conversely, I mean, I've seen this happen on a TV set where a guy suddenly starts coughing.
No.
I mean, I fart on a TV set all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Poor Dana. But when a guy... has to cough, what you hope to happen is that they go to a cutaway and then you can shield the mic and kind of clear your throat, but it's very difficult to do. And so what Kellerman's trying to do is he's trying to clear his throat and cough in a way that's not on mic. And so, to your point, because he's hypersensitive about the there's no cough button up there.
Yeah.
And so he's hypersensitive, and he loses control of other parts of his body as he's focused on the cough.
Yeah.
I think you're on to something
here. Let's hear that again, Shippy. Did the cough cause the fart?
He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting.
Yes, it absolutely did.
Yeah. Because that is not a normal cough.
No.
That's a panic cough.
It's like a repressed cough.
Oh, my God, I'm coughing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, I shouldn't be coughing right now. And he put all of his focus and energy on just curtailing the cough, and it led to nobody guarding the back door.
Can I? I'd like to hear it again and also hear the levels on this.
Well, we've got it enhanced. Do you want to hear it enhanced?
Oh, yeah. Before I hear it enhanced, I want to hear this again because you said he's off camera. Like, I'm telling you, they're trying to cover for him. Because I think the levels, you'll even hear the
people
levels.
People are saying there's another angle of him coughing
is
on
that
camera.
Right?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, let's go for this.
He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with...
Okay. Now, here it is enhanced for those of you who might have, hearing it out of one channel.
Yeah.
Here
it
is enhanced.
Patrick Beverly is that kind of guy, and he's feisty. He ain't scared of anything.
Well, is Draymond scared of something?
No, but the difference is that Draymond is usually arguing and fighting with the refs. Draymond is usually arguing and fighting. Draymond is usually arguing and fighting. Draymond is usually arguing and fighting.
That's insane.
Case closed.
Can you find the great Houdini song Funky Beat?
We don't have time for that.
Yeah, yeah. I want to play you guys this. Yes, we do.
I got so much stuff.
Let me know when you find it, Shippy.
Okay.
We do have time for this because I realize what Kellerman is doing sounds like the beginning of the song Funky Beat. The very beginning of the great Houdini classic.
Fart cough.
Do you have it?
I've given it 15 seconds to find this.
In the meantime, you can play whatever else you want to play while Shippy looks.
Now we're going to give 10 more seconds to find it, then we're moving on.
Give me 3 seconds.
From the very beginning because it's the first thing you hear, including the downbeat, sounds like Kellerman's fart. Wait, I'm sorry. That's a different part of the song. Never mind, Chevy. I screwed you.
Okay, I don't have time. Told you. Okay, so now I go into the folder today of the entire archive, and I've created something.
You got a fart folder?
It's KT's famous farts folder that we now have for any time we need to break down a fart. We can compare him to the greatest of all time. Starting with Mike Ditka.
Susie, I was from Philly, but they got rid of me, so I'm going with the Giants.
Well, let's see, if the Giants win, they're in first. If the Eagles win, they're in first.
Sure feels like a number one seed, doesn't it?
That actually sounds like giant lips flapping together.
Going with the Giants.
And Chris Carter looked at him like, really? You're just going to fart? I mean, Chris Carter was looking at the smoking gun or smoking butt. He incriminated him.
Poor Susie.
And the thing that's so shocking is Ditka lifts his butt up off the cushion of the chair to let that out. He leans to his left.
And then he levitated.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Mike Francesa.
All right, we're back. Yeah, you hear that? Bob and Edison, what's up, Bob?
How you doing, Mike?
What's up?
Yeah, did you hear that?
Hear that?
Let's hear that.
That's amazing.
All right, we're back. Yeah, did you hear that?
That's a whole gastrointestinal situation. Yeah, that sounded like
it's so bad.
That sounded like something was in his large intestine on like the sixth floor and went down like the third floor.
What's going on in the Memphis Grizzlies postgame show?
Easy. Yeah, Burrs. We beat the Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Grizzlies live show.
All right. Can you find the date on that? I will effort to get actual studio audio. That is a Fox product.
Sunday night football. What are Chris and Al doing up there?
When he's under pressure, a 43 rating. So there's no in between whatsoever.
All right. There's a theme here. With Ditka, Francesa, and Al Michaels.
They're all old?
Old guys just can't hold it in, dude.
I got a young guy.
Okay.
Tommy Fleetwood, golfer, when the European Ryder Cup team was taking their team photo.
Okay, guys, straight ahead.
That's a pretty good trumpet sound. Ben Rogers, when the Ben and Skin Show are recording a tease.
It all gets going. It all gets going right after. What is that? It all gets going right after the G-Bag Nation. The Ben and Skin Show, 3 to 7 on 105.3 The Fan.
You son of a
Yeah, that's great.
That was enhanced.
Brendan, no, Brendan wronged you, dude.
That, that audio was enhanced. That was turned up.
Former producer
we
Brendan
actually had
Smith.
To turn that down. It was so loud.
Brendan wronged you, dude.
I mean, that sounds like a cow pooping in a football helmet. That one actually got Ditka's attention.
Rex Ryan.
The 70-yard run or whatever it was, 100-yard run, notwithstanding, I thought the effort was great. Obviously, I think we're figuring it out a little bit. I think we held them to one
tiny for
one
such
conversion.
A big man.
Wait, hold on. I want to get back to that football analysis. Did he say?
No, don't.
Did he say a 70-yard run or whatever it was, 100-yard run?
What about our good friend Cliff Lee?
I want this team to win, and I'm going to do everything I can to help that happen. And that's really it.
What branch of the Hall of Fame are these in?
We send them all.
Was there a couple leading up to that while he was talking?
Now, this one is a question. It is, did Nomar Mazara fart?
Let's just jump right in, and how have you found the major leagues to be thus far?
I think he did.
Get that again. Let's just jump right in, and how have you...
And we're going to end it with live coverage of Ja Rule last week, doing the show out of Texas Live. This is footage of Ja Rule's concert.
They said this is 90s night. So they brought out a 2000 artist. But my album came out in 99, so I guess that counts. Sanchez, we ready? Are we ready?
That is so good.
Golly.
That is a fart artist.
The famous fart folder, guys. If you've got any good fart audio, send it my way. Jonathan.shipman@intercom.com.
Coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.